This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the passage of the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 in Parliament is a significant step towards social justice, congratulating the Parliament for enacting a remarkable law that serves the interest of all communities, including the Muslims. The Prime Minister said the sanctity of Waqf will now be preserved and the rights of the marginalised women and children will be safeguarded. The Prime Minister was addressing an event organised by a private media house in New Delhi last night.
साथियों, मैं देश की संसद को सर्व समाज के हित में, मुस्लिम समाज के हित में एक शानदार कानून बनाने के लिए बधाई देता हूं। अब वक्त की पवित्र भावना की भी रक्षा होगी और गरीब पसमंदा मुसलमान, महिला, बच्चे सबके हक भी महफूज रहेंगे।
Prime Minister Modi highlighted the achievements of the past 100 days, demonstrating that India is unstoppable, unyielding and unwavering in its progress. The Prime Minister emphasized that despite numerous global challenges, India has advanced at a faster pace and doubled the size of its economy in just one decade.
जो सोचते थे कि भारत स्लो और स्टेडी चलेगा, उन्हें अब फास्ट एंड फियरलेस इंडिया दिख रहा है और इसमें भी कोई संदेह नहीं है कि जल्द ही भारत दुनिया की तीसरी इकोनॉमी बनना तय है।
During the event, the Prime Minister also unveiled the Samadhan document, a compendium of solutions and proof of concepts developed by selected youth and colleges across India. The Prime Minister will participate in Navkar Mahamantra Divas in New Delhi this morning. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. People from more than 108 countries will join the global chant of Navkar Mahamantra for peace and togetherness. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Slovakian capital Bratislava early morning today after concluding her successful state visit to Portugal. The president's visit to Portugal was the first state visit in 27 years, marking a significant milestone in diplomatic relations. Briefing the media, Secretary West, Ministry of External Affairs Tanmay Lal said the president had a fruitful meeting with Portugal's Prime Minister Luis Montenegro. The two leaders engaged in detailed discussions on a wide range of bilateral and international issues. They emphasize the importance of enhanced mutual cooperation in various sectors. Congress veteran Kumari Anandan passed away in Chennai early this morning. The 92-year-old veteran was the father of BJP leader and former governor of Telangana, Dr. Tamilisai Soundararajan. Kumari Anandan was undergoing treatment at a private hospital in Chennai where he succumbed to age-related sickness. The death toll from the devastating 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Myanmar has risen to 3,645, with 5,017 people injured and 148 still missing, the State Administration Council's information team revealed last evening. The UN Humanitarian Affairs Coordination Office reported that more than 5 lakh people across the country have been left without access to life-saving health care. Meanwhile, India launched Operation Brahma, positioning itself as a first responder in line with its neighborhood first and Act East policies. The United States said that 104% duties on imports from China will take effect today. Initially, China was set to face a 34% tariff increase as part of President Trump's reciprocal tariffs package. However, after Beijing refused to withdraw its promise to impose 34% retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods, the U.S. president escalated the situation by adding another 50% in duties. This brings the total tariff increase on China to a staggering 84%. In shooting, Vijayveer Sidhu has become the first Indian to win gold in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event of ISSF World Cup in Buenos Aires, Argentina. In women's category, Suruchi Singh claimed her maiden gold in 10-meter air pistol event. In the IPL T20 cricket, hosts Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 18 runs in Chandigarh last night. And in today's fixture, Gujarat Titans will face Rajasthan Royals in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.